This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Clouds are supposed to disappear, making it a nice day today. Plenty of sunshine, highs near 70. Nice week, really, up until Saturday, and then maybe some severe weather. They'll have to watch it and see. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning. I'm well. How about you?
I'm good, sir. How was Mardi Gras for you and the Gerusos?
Mardi Gras was fantastic. Everybody had a great time. Not a lot of happy teenagers going to school this morning with daylight savings.
Ooh, I forgot about that. Today's the first day back, huh?
Yes. So some gnashing of teeth this morning.
Into each life, a little rain must fall. So there you go. Let's talk about Mardi Gras, because I was talking to J.P. Morrell about this, and having been at New Orleans and Company, and again, thanks to them for their hospitality on St. Charles Avenue, I got to tell you, it's a lot nicer with all the ladders and all the tents and all of that kind of stuff. And I think maybe that could be a model for Mardi Gras to come, because everybody I talked to seemed to be liking it better. Thoughts?
Well, I think people do like it better, and unfortunately, it seems like competition for space has become so much more severe than even 10, 20, 30 years ago. And so when you have more ladders, more tents, more everything, it just makes it harder for people. Obviously, I think the first focus this Mardi Gras, Tommy, was the safety along the route, and I know police enforced some of the new measures, but I'm not sure they did it maybe quite as strenuously as a result of what happened on January 1st. But overall, I think people seem to appreciate what was being done. And look, I generally think people are okay with enforcement as long as it's consistent and fair. And also, obviously, we don't want to encourage people to be camping out for 4 days on a route or spray painting lines or doing things, because it is a public space. It doesn't belong to any one person or family.
It would seem to me, again, and I had this conversation with JP, that the only reason these tents started showing up is because they became affordable. And it's not like this goes back to the 50s or 60s or anything. Nobody was pitching tents, but because they developed a tent that was light enough and affordable enough for people to bring out to the route, then suddenly that became a part of Mardi Gras. And it would seem to me, from a regulation standpoint, the easiest thing in the world would be no tents.
Yeah, I think our rule is, I have to go back and look at it. I think if it's a one-sided tent, it's okay, or something like a shade tent. So, yeah, I think that the tents are certainly a big issue. The ladders are another issue. Just having people crowd things out and put their stuff down. Obviously, it also goes as far as people putting sofas along parts of the route. Like, we just need to make sure that those things aren't there. And look, we have new rules. I think, by and large, the feedback was good on those rules. There's obviously small things that happen during the parades that you try and take a look at. And Tommy, look, I'll go one step further. I know it was lampooned in a couple of the parades, but we didn't have any power outages this year because of Mylar cannons or Mylar hitting the lines. And I would argue that as a result of changing updating the rules because we didn't have Mylar cannons before, and now we don't have them again, and people didn't lose power. So I think when you have rules, sometimes they frustrate people, but at the same time, if they're done in the best interest and enforced well, then people can adapt.
And that's, I guess that's what I'm trying to say about the tents. That was a relatively easy thing, right? No Mylar confetti cannons, no Mylar balloons, whatever the rule was. So in this case, it would seem to me, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but just no tents. You can't have, I don't care if it's one side or two sides, no tents. You just can't have a tent. We went through God knows how many Mardi Gras without tents. Then all of a sudden somebody texted me, said old people and babies need tents. I don't know anything about that, but we went through years and years of Mardi Gras without tents. They seem to have more trouble. They make more trouble than they provide, and it just is for a way to people to take up space. I would just say no tents, but that's me. Let's talk about street repairs and where we stand with how do we get...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This money from FEMA, Joe?
Well, the money from FEMA is still the money from Katrina. This is the money that's been allocated since the storm and everything that's been out there. I think the newest twist, but it's sort of what's old is new again, is when this administration came in, they were administering all of this work in-house. And that really created a whole bevy of problems because you have so many projects, you have so much time to complete the projects, you have different project managers, and they really didn't create economies of scales. And it was sort of, in my view, Tommy, compounded by the fact that the administration had hired an outside consulting group called CSRS that essentially put together a framework for how this road work was supposed to be done. And its strongest recommendation is to hire an outside project management firm to oversee all of the work. Why do you want to have that? Because you create economies of scale, because you see what works, you see what doesn't work. It all flows essentially upward and into one way. And the way the city was doing it before this new project management organization, that it was sort of spread out into diffuse. And so you really weren't learning things, you weren't improving, projects were lagging behind because, again, the contracts were too long, there wasn't enough management over all of those. So they're going now towards the system. And of course, then the second question is, based on the money that we've had from Katrina, how much work is left to be done? And then of that work that's left to be done, what will be done and when will it be done?
I don't know if this is part of it or not, but just, you know, being a guy with a house and everything else, I know that generally speaking, contractors don't want to turn down any work because if they do, somebody else is going to get it and they'll never get that job. So they would rather have 10 jobs going at one time than one and finish it, because even though it delays the whole thing for everybody, they get those 10 jobs that they maybe otherwise would not have had. Does that play into this at all?
Well, I think it's been a couple of different things. One is, do you have enough contractors? Two, until we pass the Net 30 ordinance, the city for generations, so I don't want to pin it on the Cantrell administration, was not great about paying their bills. And so what happens, you also then, Tommy, not only have contractors who want to take on as much work as they possibly can, but then you have contractors who are just saying, I can't be the float for the city, I'm not going to even bid on some of this work. So the goal is to get as many contractors as possible into the pool, and we're starting to see more come back and do some of the work, obviously trying to see how much work somebody has. And I think you're right. Then some of the thing, too, is, hey, this is great that ABC Corporation Construction Company has 10 projects, but can they do 10 projects? Mm-hmm. And so I think the city is trying to weigh all of those things and trying to make sure that the work is done. And to me, not only done, but done well. And that means as little interruption to people as possible, hewing to deadlines as much as possible, trying to make sure that the work is accomplished the way it's intended to be.
Right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, 8:22, talking to Joe DiRusso about the repair projects in the city and what happens from here, how many are left to be done. And, you know, you got a choice here. You can do them all at one time and tear up the entire city if you can find the contractors to do it, but I don't think that's accurate either. So what about extensions? We'll talk more, 8:22, Traffic, WWL. 8:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Joe DiRusso. Mayor Cantrell's in D.C. at some kind of foolish mayor's conference. Some, I don't mean to mean a conference, but I got a text from somebody saying they're owed a lot of money, small contractor doing business with the city. When it comes to these road repairs, when it comes to the mayor's absentee status, how concerned are you, Joe, that she's completely just signed out, phoned it, whatever you want to call it, checked out and is looking to the next job or whatever, and how will that affect the operations of city government?
Well, I think what we're always concerned about is, and not that I have a countdown, but we're 308 days away from January 12th, and we get a new administration. How are we functioning, knowing that people are starting to look at what comes next, and just the natural psychological tendency of packing things in when you know there's going to be a new administration. And I think, Tommy, like, the tender balance we're trying to walk is, we're the legislative branch. We can push things forward to a certain degree, but I can't make, nor can my colleagues, the administration, execute or do things that it's supposed to do. So I think it's about making sure that we are trying to be on the same page privately and publicly as much as humanly possible. And then if that doesn't happen, then using the bully pulpit to push for the things that people talk about. And look, to the person who just texted, obviously we know payment is an issue. And I will say, and will continue to say, if you took infrastructure complaints out of my email queue, I probably wouldn't have nearly the fraction of emails I have to answer on a daily basis. So we know it's one of the first and front issues in everybody's minds.
So when it comes to travel and the travel ban and who's paying for this, is she paying for this, or do you know?
We don't know. I guess I read the release last night, and it said something like the trip was on the calendar before the ordinance went to effect. I guess if it wasn't being paid with city funds, wouldn't the simplest thing to say that the city isn't paying for this trip? That just seems like the clearest way to deal with it. But since we don't know, I think the council is going to send a letter today asking what's happening and who's paying for it.
What about extension when it comes to FEMA money and these repairs?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is trying to get the notice to proceed done, and then also asking FEMA if there's more time available for repairs that don't happen. Usually those are granted as long as there's good considerations for why.
Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you worried about the mayor having checked out and an effect on city government?
I mean, I always worry that people need to keep their eyes on the ball. And as I say all the time, I will never be a guarantor for utilities. And when it comes to infrastructure in particular, I wring my hands about making sure things are being done in the way they ought to be.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time as always. Joe DiRusso, New Orleans City Council, member, 8:30. We come back, we're going to talk about the psychological and physical effects of the change to daylight saving time. What about the Exxon Valdez and the space shuttle crash? Could that have anything to do with sleep deprivation? We'll talk about it when we come back. Traffic, news, weather, all that stuff now on WWL.